I'm going to read a quiet poem now that maybe most of these poems tonight that I've been reading from this have been sort of looking overseas more, but this one looks a little bit more, but it's a quiet poem and it's set here in the States. I was driving across from California to Florida to see Elise. She lives in Orlando, and my fiance. We're getting married in September. So there's good things too. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, thank her when you see her because she's very, she said yes, you know? Holy shit. But I stopped, my family, one part of my family is from Arkansas, south of Little Rock, and I wanted to see this place called Sibley Hole, where my grandfather used to fish when he was a kid, and all these stories he told, and I went to, can you guys hear me in the back too? So, okay, cool. And this poem comes from being there, but it's called White Phosphorus. You guys know what white phosphorus is? Okay. If you don't, look it up, because it's pretty horrible stuff, but it's called White Phosphorus. When Larry Jr. nails a catfish to the trunk of a black tupelo, the summer tanagers and dark-eyed juncos pause in their singing to the afternoon. And it isn't the hammer or the nail driving it in. It's that low vowel of pain stretching out over the Arkansas River and into the sway of pines, a sound that travels along Dollar Way Road and on into town, where Ray and Suzanne have forgotten how to talk with one another, steam curling over their coffee at the diner. Across the street, the old man Jackson loses his train of thought, straining to recall the year 1928, the shade tree where Uncle Harold was buried after the gas of the Argonne Forest finally took him down. It's like this at International Paper and at the county courthouse. It's like this at the back parking lot of the Duck Inn's Chateau Lounge, where Marlene has finally broken down, her forehead on the steering wheel. Even in the soybean fields and poultry farms outside of town, this pause, this quiet recognition, here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where it's made.